A Practical Guide to Market Research by Paul Haig. Chapter 3, Research Design. In this chapter you will learn about the building blocks of intelligence, which include secondary as well as primary data, the applications for qualitative and quantitative research, how to match the research design to the research method, things to look out for when choosing a quantitative research method, and how a company used a range of different research designs to launch and track the success of a new product. Sources of market intelligence, secondary and primary data. Every day, companies make decisions without market research. In fact, the number of business decisions that are underpinned by formal market research is probably very small. This is not necessarily the result of cavalier management taking decisions without due care and attention. It is most likely because the investment in market research is not judged to be necessary. There are four sources that management can turn to for intelligence that will help their business decisions. Before spending time and money on market research, managers will scan the quality of information that sits underneath their noses in the company. This could be factual, such as sales figures, number of inquiries, lists of prospective customers, etc., or it could be opinion, such as the views of the sales force. If these sources are considered reliable, there will be no need to look externally for the data. The internal sources could be considered suspect because they are biased or full of holes, in which case some formal research may be required. This could be similarly viewed as factual, for example, official statistics on markets, or opinion, the views of one or two experts. Market researchers prefer to label building blocks of intelligence in a slightly different way. Information that is already available because it is published or has been compiled for some other purpose is called secondary data. The second-hand tag is unfair because such data may well be extremely useful. It will have passed the test of some public scrutiny if it is in the public domain, and this should mean that it has been validated or at least been checked out. Furthermore, it is available now, no waiting, and usually at a low or no cost. Typical examples of secondary data are published market research reports, articles and publications on the internet or in libraries, reports and memos within companies including the reports of sales reps, sales data including trends over time, lists of companies and directories and data on those companies, the opinions of experts, possibly those at trade associations or industry bodies. Because secondary data can be readily obtained by just one or two analysts sat at their desks or in libraries, it is sometimes referred to as desk research. Primary data is, as the name suggests, collected solely for the purpose of a survey. To get primary data, you will need to question respondents directly or observe their behaviour in some way. It should therefore be a good base for decision-making, as the questions in the sampling will have been designed specifically to meet the objectives of the survey. Of course, primary data has a higher price tag than secondary data, and usually requires a few weeks and sometimes months to collect. The decision to use secondary or primary data, or to choose internal or external fact or opinion, is based on a trade-off of three things. What accuracy and depth of intelligence is required? Good estimates may be adequate. How quickly is the intelligence required? A decision may have to be made immediately and there is no time to go outside for the information. What are the financial implications of the decision that is under consideration? Where there are small financial implications, it will not justify an expensive external survey. The researcher must recognise the different types of data that are available, as this will help them understand which will be useful in tackling a particular research problem. The choice of using secondary data and primary data is not mutually exclusive. Very often, secondary data are used at a very early stage in the research process, before a decision is made to carry out primary research. It is also the type of research that is easily carried out by the person that requires the information, rather than by a market research agency. Secondary data are used by market research agencies as well. The agency may build a desk research program into a research project to feed in information that supports the survey work. For example, a project that explores the opportunities for coloured road surfacing materials, used for marking cycle and bus lanes, used desk research to show the length of cycle lanes in the different countries in Europe, and primary research to find out attitudes of contractors and specifiers to different types of surfacing materials. Secondary data are often used in support of primary data for the generation of the sample. The secondary sources are the lists and directories of respondents that are used to locate respondents in a survey. Qualitative and quantitative methods. Some research techniques don't attempt to measure things, rather they aim to obtain deep insights and understand why people behave and think in the way that they do. These insights cannot be obtained by hundreds or thousands of interviews. They come from loosely structured interviewing by a skilled researcher or from focus groups. These are flexible research methods that rely heavily on the skills of the researcher or moderator to interact with the respondents and to dig deep into their motivations and experiences. Such methods are qualitative and imply that they seek quality over quantity. Qualitative research is exploratory and involves using unstructured techniques based on small